825 WSTW. You're along on the Morning Team Show. In studio, Dave and Pat and Charlie, in home studio broadcasting form, it's you, Art Lewis.
Yes, indeed.
As the Fox Sports theme, a football-associated theme, is being heard, I know this is out there, we haven't made mention, but boy, the continued changing face of sports broadcasting.
So I know Troy, where you're going.
So Troy Aikman left Fox and is heading to ESPN.
For Monday Night Football.
And now Joe Buck is gone as well.
He's following.
And there's stories out there about, and if I'm understanding correctly, at least from both Troy and Joe's perspective, is it's like, you know, it's just going to happen.
Or money
happened. I just saw another one.
Al Michaels.
I saw Al Michaels heading to Amazon for Thursday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about that, too? Mm-hmm. So the changing face of what's going on with some of the longtime broadcasting associations that we know.
Right. Well, and this has been going on for a while, building up for Al Michaels. I mean, they brought Mike Tirico into NBC. Primarily, I think, to be the new Bob Costas, who had been hosting everything for years and years and years, and now he's doing it. He knows the golf, so he can do that. And then they wanted him to do Sunday Night Football whenever Al Michaels left.
And in case you're wondering, I saw something yesterday. All those big names you just mentioned are up around $6 million a year.
Yeah.
That's pretty good money.
That's why I said, yeah. Money talks.
Yeah.
Especially for a guy like Al Michaels, who's pushing 80 years old, isn't he?
Yeah, something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what?
Touche.
Yes. Very nice. Very nicely done.
But it will be different. Now, I'm wondering who's going to be the new A-team for Fox's football broadcasting.
That will be interesting.
Don't know.
I don't think
Where are they going to steal them from?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't see CBS letting Jim Nance and Tony Romo go.
Not likely.
No.
But you never know.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's, I've got several stories that I don't know if there's been any mention of that. I just know that it's been mentioned that Buck and Aikman will once again be together broadcasting on ESPN, calling 18 of the 22 games they're going to have on the NFL Network this season.
Well, there has to be some new and upcoming talent out there.
Well, there is.
I like Kevin Harlan. I really do. I think he does a fine job with the basketball. He's announced the Super Bowls here on Westwood One when we air them. I think he does a fine job. And I think he's right now with... Yeah, CBS. So obviously, so I'm wondering that if you're Fox, maybe you go get him. I don't know. Yeah. I think he's a tremendous talent.
Do they promote from within, or do they go after another name from another network?
Yep, right. Or who's the next 20-something, 30-something out there?
Somebody can establish that legacy for 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember first seeing Bob Costas, and what was he? Maybe about 25, 26?
Yeah.
I remember Jim Nance doing the halftime show in college football on CBS back in 1986. Yeah, he was about 25 at that time. So, yeah, maybe it's time.
Bob Costas still looks like he's 25 or 26.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing, isn't it?